11 explorers paddling 5 canoes down the Mississippi River are coming ever closer to their goal, making it from one end to the other, 2,300 miles. Crew member and Whitefish Bay native Martha Brummett has been our virtual guide, providing us with weekly cell phone updates. This week, the group was about to enter the state of Mississippi. When we spoke, daylight had just emerged and Brummett was sterning. That's her word for paddling at the stern of the canoe. The crew had more than 60 miles to make up and provisions to fetch, the last paddle forward would need. But Brummett says there's no time for melancholy. She and the others have learned a lesson or two about keeping their wits while navigating the mighty river and solid ground. A couple nights ago, a howling wind and the slap of rain awoke them. Barge traffic is keeping them on their toes now. A marine radio allows them to listen in as vessels move up and down the river, particularly through its busy channels. One barge captain heading upstream made it clear the crew was not paddling swiftly enough. Brummett describes his agitated voice blasting over the radio. Paddle Forward projects a November 26th arrival in New Orleans, 2 days before Thanksgiving. Brummett says squeezing the crew's 10-week experience into a planned documentary is going to be tricky. I wonder if the voice of the aggravated barge captain will make the cut. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.